Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. About 50,000 protesters held a rally outside the National Assembly in Seoul on Friday to demand President Yoon Suk-yeol's resignation over his botched attempt to impose martial law as opposition lawmakers plan an impeachment vote against him. Choi Soo-min is a protester. People are saying there's a possibility of a second martial law by President Yoon, and he wanted to visit the National Assembly. Probably he wanted to prevent his impeachment. We cannot accept that at all. That's why so many people came here today. On Saturday, lawmakers will vote on the main opposition Democratic Party's motion to impeach Yoon, who shocked the nation late Tuesday when he gave the military emergency powers in order to root out what he called quote-unquote anti-state forces. Yoon rescinded the declaration about 6 hours later after parliament, including some members of his party, voted to oppose the decree. Thousands of people fled the central Syrian city of Homs Friday as insurgents seized two towns on the outskirts, positioning themselves for an assault on a potentially major prize in their march against President Bashar Assad. According to Chatham House Middle East expert Dr. Haid Haid, the rebels will need to remain united if they want to be successful.
For now, what we can say for sure is that their ability to capture Homs, where the fighting is currently taking place, will definitely get them closer to Damascus and make that possibility higher.
If Assad's military loses Homs, it would be a crippling blow. Syria's military, which is backed by Russian forces, have not appeared to put up a cohesive counteroffensive against the opposition advances. The foreign ministers of Iran, Iraq, and Syria, three close allies, gathered in Baghdad on Friday to consult on the rapidly changing war. This is VOA News. This is the moment when the Romanian state trembled on democracy. That was Romanian presidential candidate for Save Romania Union Party, Elena Lasconi, after a top Romanian court annulled the first round of the country's presidential election on Friday. The decision by the Constitutional Court came after President Klaus Iohannis declassified intelligence on Wednesday that alleged Russia ran a sprawling campaign comprising thousands of social media accounts to promote Calin Georgescu. Having polled in single digits before the first presidential election round on November 24th, Georgescu, who wants to end Romanian support for Ukraine, surged to a victory that raised questions about how such a surprise was possible in a European Union and NATO member state. The leader of France's Socialist Party said Friday he told President Emmanuel Macron that his coalition of left parties would not work with another right-wing prime minister, but signaled they were open to joining a broad government coalition. The party's leader said, "We reminded him that we wanted, in order to guarantee change and ensure that the course could be changed, that it should be a left-wing prime minister, and that we would not participate in any case in a government that would be led by a right-wing prime minister. It's clear and simple." France's government collapsed this week after conservative Prime Minister Michel Barnier was ousted in a no-confidence vote by lawmakers angered by his belt-tightening 2025 budget bill. Macron is expected to announce a new prime minister in the coming days. Hundreds of people have marched in Chad to call for the withdrawal of French troops from the country a week after the Central African country ended a military agreement with its former colonial ruler. Last week, Chad announced in a statement that it would end a defense cooperation agreement with France to redefine its strategic partnerships in line with national priorities. France has maintained about 1,000 troops in Chad, and the statement didn't specify when they must leave. Russia's top diplomat says in an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that Moscow doesn't want a war with the United States, but will use all means to defend its interests. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Sergey Lavrov argued in the interview that was released Friday that while Russia and the U.S. are officially not at war, Washington's permission for Ukraine to use American longer-range missiles for strikes on Russian territory marked a dangerous escalation. Lavrov said that a recent Russian strike on Ukraine with a new hypersonic intermediate-range ballistic missile was a signal to the West that Russia is prepared to use all means to achieve its goals in Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The World Health Organization said Friday it is deploying experts to support health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo to investigate an as-yet undiagnosed disease linked to multiple deaths in a remote area of the country. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.